Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
There's a time and a place for filet of fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message comes from Greenlight. Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on what your kids are spending with real-time notifications. Join millions of parents and kids building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get started risk-free at greenlight.com/iHeart.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi and continuing coverage of the case against Karen Reed.
Thank you. Sergeant Buchanek, do you have the document in front of you that's been marked as Exhibit 115?
I do.
If you could, starting at the beginning, do those purport to be text messages between Brian Higgins and Karen Reed?
Yes, they are.
Does that printout accurately reflect what you received in electronic form from Brian Higgins during your interview?
Yes.
Okay. If you could start at the beginning and read the text string indicating the date of the text, if it's dated, who it's from, who it's to, and the content.
Yes, sir. The text messages begin Wednesday, January 12th at 8:27 p.m. Incoming text message to Brian Higgins' phone from Karen Reed. Hey, Brian, it's the weed whacker. The response is a question mark, followed by a picture of a six-pack of Smirnoff Ice screwdriver in appears to be a package store cooler. Followed by a YO response, and that is it for January 12th, Wednesday. Do you want me to continue, sir?
Yes. May I have just a moment, Your Honor? Going back to the Smirnoff container, that was from whom and to whom? For the picture of the Smirnoff.
It appears it was from Brian Higgins to Karen Reed.
Okay. If you could make sure to delineate from whom and to whom each text is...
Every time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Yes, and go ahead and proceed.
Thursday, January 13th, 9:24 a.m. From Karen Reed to Brian Higgins. Did you try those Smirnoff? There is a ha-ha acknowledgement response to that text message by Brian Higgins. The next page, it's the same bubble, but continue on the next page. I will repeat, did you try those Smirnoff screwdrivers? Question mark. I stopped at the Hilly for one last night. a Bitmoji showing teeth that is sent from Cameron Reed to Brian Higgins.
If you could, and I hate to ask this of you, but if you could tell us who it's from before the content, for instance, from Cameron Reed to Brian Higgins content. That would just be a little easier, I think, okay. In flow.
The last one was from Cameron Reed. She stated, did you try those Smirnoff? And that she stopped by at the Hilly last night for one. From Brian Higgins to Cameron Reed, haha, followed by same person. How did you get my digits? Question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark, question mark. Cameron Reed to Brian Higgins, the Melissa and Leto show. Brian Higgins to Cameron Reed, ha ha. Brian Higgins to Cameron Reed, I thought you creeped John's phone. Brian Higgins to Cameron Reed, ha ha. Cameron Reed to Brian Higgins, no way, with an emoji, X person holding an X in front of them. I was the last person in greeter Canton who didn't have your pound sign, number sign. I think even Carrie has it.
I'm going to see counsel outside by for just a minute, please. We're trying to make this easier for everybody to either read or listen to or look at, so we're just going to take a minute. We think that we have this document here. And also to make it a little bit easier for everybody, Sergeant Buchanan, you do not have to describe the emojis. You don't have to say anything about what the pictures are, and you don't have to say the punctuation now that we'll be able to have it. But you are being asked to read which text is from whom. Maybe if we agree upon the color, you won't have to say that. Can there be an agreement with that, counsel?
We can do that. I'll stipulate that the blue bubbles appear to be Mr. Higgins.
And the gray
appear to be Mr. Higgins.
Okay.
That's agreed,
right? All right, I appreciate that. So you can just read the screen or read what you have in front of you.
Do you want me to start at the beginning or?
No. Let's just start where you ended, if you could, please. All right, can we turn the lights down? Can you see it, Sergeant, with the lights off?
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you.
I just don't give my personal number to anyone. How would Carrie have my number? Melissa had it. I actually don't know if Carrie does. Felt like everyone had it. Ha ha. I knew she did. Sorry you felt neglected. Ha ha. So no dice on the Smirnoff? I have not tried it. Saw it in the store the other day and thought of you. I laughed out loud. Don't give Carrie my digits. Thought of me and everyone's grandfather. I won't give your digits to anyone. You don't like Carrie? I have no issues with Carrie. Just don't want her having my jack. Saving you as Karen, screwdriver, or weed whacker. Need to think about it a little. I'd prefer weed whacker. That's the thing about nicknames. We were tossing around the idea of a short vacay with the current show. Wanted to see if you were game. You don't have a say? Vacation? Where? I know. They need to happen organically. I'm the queen of nicknames. Was just going to rent a beach house in Fort Laud. Something quick and easy. I'm queen of vacays too. Always a good time. I'm going to Nashville next month, 19th through the 21st, for a benefit. One of our guys got shot in the head. You guys should come. So you claim. Advertisement. Jesus, is he alive? Was he from Massachusetts? Yes, he is alive. Not from MA. We were thinking late March. I guess the guy in his group is friends with Old Dominion Band. Kid Rock's supposed to be there too. I have a tough time with country. I was a Kid Rock fan back in the day. I agree. Of course you were. From Brockton. LOL. That's how I got my street cred. Funny. I did know you had any. LOL. Carrie said you tag along. No one would say that about me. How would I know? We all frequent the same watering hole. I don't know Carrie well. She talks about herself a lot, but I guess so does everyone. I don't ask questions, just make observations, assess, and decide. I am quiet. That's a good policy. You can read most people in a few minutes. Excuse me, Mins. Yep, for sure. Did you go out with last night? Myself. I only had a drink and a half. Sadly, I know everyone at this point. Lame. Why is that bad? BC. That's how much I go in there. What do you do for work? I've never had a problem going to bar/restaurant solo. I go there a little. I'm a college professor. Solo is cool. I was an adjunct previously. Oh, really? Did you mention that? Anna Maria, Quincy College, and BHCC. I teach afternoons and work downtown during the day. What is BHCC? University of Southern Charleston, a.k.a. Bunker Hill Community College. Oh, nice. Trust is life. Line from Good Will Hunting in the classroom at BHCC. Funny. A savant from Brockton. I'm not making fun of BHCC. My parents met at community college. Fall River writes. You're very random. How so? You just are. I don't think so. What's random? Haha. I had no idea who this was last night, for a few minutes anyways. I mean, what's random about me? I think I'm pretty predictable. How so? You must go around beeping at a lot of weed whacker then. Weed whackers, excuse me. Nope, never. It was my one-time thing. Sounds like I'm scattered and all over the place. I learned my lesson. You have your shit together. That was mortifying. I am still really sorry. Not completely, but for the most part, yes. Sure you are. One thing I don't think you were was sensitive. When was I sensitive? To the weed whacking incident. I just snapped when I think guys are being creeps. Can't help it. I'm not a creep. No, you're not a creep. Nope. You're kind of a loner, which I used to be. Not really. I have a ton of buddies, but I only let a handful of friends in that I am tight with. So you think you got me figured out? Circle of trust. Yeah, I said loner, not loser. I assume you know a lot of people. You never really can figure anyone out completely. Your dad died when you were young. He died in March of 2020. I am so not a loser. You won't figure me out, LOL. No one is a loser. I just didn't mean loner to imply friendless. I'm sorry, that's recent. It wasn't COVID, was it? Cancer. I know you date girls who don't lock the house behind them, and you arrive private and observant. I'm sorry. What kind? Lung, brain, kidney, and pelvis. How do you know all these things? LOL. You're funny. Yikes. Wow. That's rough. Jesus. I'm sorry. We chat a lot at the hillside. Don't be sorry. Life is hard sometimes. I always figure it out. Who chats? Life is hard, but losing people is the hardest, so I'm sorry. WeChat. That all you got, WeChat? Sure, you're from Brockton. Spit it out. You and I chatted about the girl who kept forgetting the door lock. Oh, She has been out of play for like 3 months now. Out of rotation? Nah, just out of play. I am solo, no rotation. I am not a hoe. Solo? Solo, like no rotation, or woman for that matter. Not locked down, haha. Good for you. That's the best way to be. Yep. Happy benefits for sure. Are you working? Remotely. Oh. Tough life. Live like a queen. I just got a Saturday invite. Did you say yes? Not yet. But did respond. What did you say, Mr. Elusive? No, I just don't want to intrude on your couple's night. Haha. I am shy. We prefer to hang out with non-couples. Bob Gallery is probably coming too solo. We'll probably do cards or something at some point. Some PT, excuse me. I'm inviting you. Haha. John said, quote, Brian is being wishy-washy now, end quote. Haha. Did you tell him to text me? No. You cranky now? Haha, no. Just stop being so anti-couples. Most couples don't even like each other. Name a few. Name a few? I don't know. All of them? They all want to hang out with single people? Hmm. I need a drink. I had a blueberry beer. I'm jealous. Hey, I'm trying to menu plan for Saturday, Mr. Elusive. Don't count me. Don't count on me. Boo. Haha. I am sure you will get over it. Just got my first drink. Where? Brick House. You tied one on last night? I was just thinking about you. Haha. Yes, 4:30 a.m. came early this morning. Eek, that's early. You out late with the Commodores? Solo? Yeah, but you're always lining up your after party. Nope, not me. Selective. I am not a hoe. Hey, no judgment. Haha, you make me laugh. I know, I'm funny. Haha. What's on your mind? Nada. Just about to start cooking. Okay. What's on yours? I'm going to a Hillside Regulars 60th tomorrow. This could be a new low for me.
Who? Detective, if I could interrupt 1 second. When there is a date that's delineated, could you just state the date out loud so the jurors follow the date progression? Starting with the next one.
I'm saying the next text message date or
yes, sir.
Date within.
Where the yes, above absolutely. Or below the bubbles.
Yep. So this screen here is Friday, January 13th at 3:33 p.m.
Thank you.
I believe I stopped before Bob Clinton. Everybody can't stand him. I detest him. His breath smells like ass. OMG, always. His daughter and I have mutual friends. I actually don't mind him when he's socially distant. I think he's friendly. Why detest? Yeesh. Talks like an ass clown. Maybe I'm being too hard. He just says crazy shit. Doesn't know his audience. Geez, is he different from anyone else in there? Haha. His wife and daughter are cooler than he is. I like his wife. Never met the daughter. A nurse? Yes. Her fiancé is a firefighter. By coincidence with people I grew up with. Crazy. Sunday, January 16th, 12:59 a.m. You're nuts. Foul ball. You stink. You suck. And you're double. Trouble. You're hot. Are you serious or messing with me? No, I'm serious. Feeling is mutual. Is that bad? How long have you thought that? Are you okay driving? You don't want to stay here? I am fine. I have an office at the PD. You didn't answer the question. Rather you stay here? I wish. I think you're messing with me. Why do you think that? Because this is so out of left field. Where did these feelings come from? I just think you're like me. Meaning, do you have your own kids? I have no kids. How am I like you? Hello? Aren't we alike? I think so. So, why did you get my number and reach out to me? Shoot straight with me. I told you, I just think we're alike, right? Yes, agree. Now what? I don't know. Shouldn't you know? Do you like me? Yes, from jump. When was jump? First time I saw you. When was that? Hillside for sure. When were you interested? I don't know. You're just my type. You think you can handle me? I thought you were happy. How do you know if I'm happy? I just assumed. Are you hard to handle? What do you like about me? I just feel like you're from my neighborhood. Yeah, ditto. And I think you're hot. You really think that? I have always thought that about you. What? That you're hot, smart, witty. But I didn't think you were interested. Witty? Yeah, meaning quick with a response. Tell me why you got my number and reached out to me. Just thought we were the same, from the same neighborhood. Are you afraid to say what's in your mind? On? No. Didn't I? I am glad I stopped by. I should have come earlier. Do you really live in Mansfield? Yeah, I was basically begging you. You don't have to beg me. Beg. Huh? I will give you whatever you want. How are you texting right now? Ugh. Leaving me hanging. No. Kids? Kinda. How am I texting? Is everyone asleep? I'm just wide awake on my phone. Yes, they are. I should have stayed, LOL. So now what? Yes, you should have. That would have been distracting. So know what? Now. Now what? What? Ball's in your court. What do you want? Loaded question. What do you want? I asked you. Nope. You initiated this. Spit it out. Hey, we're single and we don't have kids. We can do whatever we want. Don't you have a boyfriend? Where are you? Canton. Where? My office at the PD. Why are you going to Mansfield? Where is that? Canton PD. I have a house there from before I reconnected with John. Oh, I feel like you're not really saying what's on your mind. Do you like me? Yes, clearly. Come over to my house. When? When works for you? Whoever. Whenever. When works for you? I asked you first. I think you're messing with me. I'm glad you came over tonight. Me too. Ball's in your court. What do you want, Karen? You look great tonight. I don't know. What do you want? You always don. Do. Yeesh, really? Why? I look great? You're full of it. I think you're hot. Always have thought that. Just have not revealed my thoughts. I'm hot for the hillside. Low comps. Knock it off. You're hot, period. Are you glad you walked me out? Yes. Are you? Deaf. Yes. Are you going home tonight or tomorrow a.m.? We kiss, right? Is this a trick question? I don't know when I'm going home. I am selling my house. What a trick question. Are you moving to Canton? I am following your lead with this. I live here, but I have a property in Enfield. Why my lead? I don't want any responsibility. You started this, right? Why did you get my number and eke out of me and eke out to me? Still have not told me. Sorry, should I not have? I am fine with it. Just don't know why you can't answer. You're mad at me? OMG, no, not at all. You're being silly. I told you, I just think you're like me and I am attracted to you a lot. Feelings mutual. I just never saw this coming. Why? Because I just assumed you were happy with your situation. I was, but things have deteriorated. Why? How so? What did Melissa say when you asked for my number? It is very, very complicated. He and I dated when we were kids, but then his sister died and everything got fucked up. He seemed very into you. I just told Melissa that I had your number, but lost it. That's cute. She wasn't suspicious? No, she's great. Does she know you like me? She's a sweetie. We just agreed that you're great. What does that mean? I was jealous that she had your number. Look, like you're either all in or you're out. Why would you be jealous? I am not attracted to her at all. I have always been attracted to you. Really? Yes. Since the first time I saw you, we would have fun. Where are you? I told you, Canton PD, my office. So are you selling your place and moving to Meadows? Yeah, but where is that? I have had all my shit here for a couple of years, and my house has been vacant. But I'd like to get closer to the water. Are you breaking up or staying together? I don't know. He hooked up with another girl on vacation. I am very close to his niece. It is a very fucked up situation. When was that? And how did you find out he hooked up? I don't want to complicate your situation. We went away for New Year's, the four of us. I put the kids to bed and found him in the lobby of our hotel, all over one of our friends. Whatever. It doesn't matter. It does matter. Did they bang? Does that matter? Sorry, I was just asking. I was just trying to figure shit out. It doesn't really matter. Okay, I won't ask again. I don't care. It doesn't matter. Okay, hear you loud and clear, Karen. Oh, okay. Why are you getting your thing all twisted up over simple questions, Dong? I am not, am I? You're kind of getting defensive. Not at all. What is the question? Do you feel guilty texting me? No. Okay. What do you want from me? Nothing. Do you want anything from me? I would hang out. Oh, gee, thanks. OMG. What am I supposed to say? You're being tough on me. None of us is married. True. So game on? We can say whatever we want. Game on? You send mixed messages. I wish I stayed. Okay, game on then. Kinda. Can you hang? Sure. I hope you toss and turn tonight. I always do. Why? Why'd you say that? I just do. Why? Because you're fresh. No, I'm not. Okay. Do you always get what you want? Be sweet to me, please. I could be so sweet. I've been very sick. I had colon cancer and 10 surgeries in 18 months. I'm a wreck. I had no idea. Are you okay now? I never get what I want, just what I need. I am okay. What do you need? What need to be content? What can I do to make you happy? Haha, don't worry. I've always been very happy. You're talking riddles. Just tell me why you contacted me, huh? What's the big deal? I told you. Just think you're like me. What does that mean? Like you want to hang with me? You asked why I contacted you. Yes. Excuse me. Yeah. I did ask. We are attracted to each other, right? Reasonable question. Yes, 100%. Okay. We did kiss earlier. No? I think you initiated that. No? Yep. Do I owe you an apology? OMG. No. Why are you being sensitive? I am not. Kinda. No. Excuse me. Never. What do you want from me? What's on the table? What do you want ideally? The real deal. Sunday, January 16th, 7:37 a.m. Doesn't exist. Haha. Sunday, January 16th, 5:53 p.m. So you like Hennessy XO? Sunday, January 16th, 7:15 p.m. I am hurting so bad. Yeah, me too. The Currens went after it again at noon today. No way. This was about 2 hours before you came over. Haha. I am heading for drinks soon. Really? Yeah. Tuesday, January 18th, 5:09 p.m. What's on tap? Haha. What does that mean? Usually means, what are you up to? Cute. I just wrapped work. Unpacking some groceries. You? What's on tap? Also unpacking crap from my car. Anything good? Nothing on tap. Shame. You were a ghost yesterday. I can't be the cruise director every day. Shame. Julie McCoy? Wish I was at my cave house in front of the fire sipping a drink. Wish I knew how to use my fireplace. From Love Boat. How old is your bad self? Haha. That was my guess. 42 next month. I know the Love Boat. I was more Brady Bunch. Haha, what day? 2:26. Nice. You're just a tad pole. Got ya. When is the next party, pole? Oops. It's all relative. What pole and poke? I'd have a party every weekend if it were up to me. No. 42 equals tadpole. Oh. I keep reminding myself that aging is a privilege. The better parties are at my house. No kids. Why are they better? Well, first, BC, there's no kids. You were ghost yesterday. Thought I heard the last of you. Phones work both ways. I don't want to disturb you, or you could be otherwise engaged. I don't know your routine. I didn't use the word engaged, did I? Huh? Engaged? As like doing something with someone? Yes, that's what I thought you meant. Are you being fresh today? No. Now that you sobered up. Haha. I felt sober next to everyone else on Saturday. Good point. You're still tea trouble. Haha. Why am I? Just playing with you. What is that? Whiskey with a big ice cube. What kind of whiskey? Jameson, right? Cherry in the middle. What good does that do? Are you in W Rocks? So good, yeah. Do you have a 4:30 a.m. bell tomorrow? Why do you ask? Trying to figure out how many whiskeys you're going to have. Depends. I don't restrict myself from having fun. How many Hennessy XOs you having? None. I have none at my house. Ha ha. I am not really trouble. Want me to pick you up next time I go to the base? Usually cheaper and tax-free. Just a little based on your conduct. The base? Military base. I go through the Henny fast. I shop there a lot. I can as a veteran. My conduct? I'm not married. I'm the only one who does everything right. What kind of veteran? Where is the base? Dude, chillax. Teasing you. Are you serious? Veteran from Iraq. I can go to any base, but usually... but usually Hanscom in Bedford or down the Cape. Which base down the Cape? Which branch? Army. I'm not abnormally sensitive. Joint Base Cape Cod. Ah, I won't be so hard on you. Oh my God, you're not. You called me trouble. That makes me sound bad. I was just playing with you. You weren't, but that's okay. Stop being sensitive, please. I am not. Okay, so what's up? Did you figure out how many whiskeys? You mean tonight? Yes. Not sure. I am flexible and adaptable. Why are you so curious? Are you drinking? I haven't had a drink yet. Just want to see what you're up. Looking for an influencer. My day was long. Influenced? How? Are you in Canton or Mansfield tonight? Influenced to have a drink, even though it's Tuesday, in Mansfield. How often do you stay there? Is it a nice crib, house, or condo? I stay here once or twice a week. House. I guess it's nice. I like it. How long have you owned it? How many beds? Rooms? 2017 or 18? 5 bedrooms. What? Why so big? I don't know. It's an old colonial. It has a lot of bedrooms. More than you clearly need. Are you moving to Canton? I know, seriously. Some rooms I only go into dusk. Not anytime soon. I'm there for most of the time, but sometimes it's a lot. A lot, why? Do you even know what you want or who? Because I went from being solo to trying to give attention to kids who aren't mine. And I never wanted kids. I thought you were in this happy relationship. Everyone is happy at Hillside. Oh, God. You avoid things. It's just a very, very complicated dynamic with the four of us. He isn't cut out for what he's doing. And the kids present constant issues. I think he believes he is doing the right thing. Well, of course he is, but his heart isn't in it. It's only because he was very, very close to his sister. I know how you feel, kinda. I was married, and when I met her, she had a 2.5-year-old. I went from being single to being a dad. It's hard. I am divorced since 2017 and have no kids. I try very hard, but they are very spoiled, and they're not my family. My parents keep telling me I'd feel different if they were mine, or my own sisters. Then I told you he got drunk and sloppy on New Year's Eve while we were away, and that has really affected me. What did he exactly do? I never got married, and now somehow I'm arguing with someone about raising kids. Why won't you tell me? He was a puddle all day and then disappeared. Then I found him all over friend's sister in the lobby of our hotel. and she's gross, which I think may actually be worse. Not sure. Oh God, did they bang? So I was the kids celebrating New Year's without him, which shouldn't be my role. No, I doubt it. He was a mess. Was it the first time with her, or do you think there were others? I don't really think there were others. I'm with him all the time. He never seems to want to go anywhere without me. But honestly, the issues with the kids bother me more than him actually cheating. They're constant, and it feels like lose-lose. You clearly have a lot of feelings swirling inside of you. Yeah, it's very complicated. Sorry for the rant. You can vent, babe. Basically, I just feel like I spread myself too thin, and sometimes it's thankless. You probably felt that way, too. I did at times. It was one, not two, thankfully. Want to grab a drink? If you gave me some notice, I could have. You said you were adaptable. I am. But I have my work truck with me and not my personal. Do you get angry when you don't get your way? That sounds like an excuse. I rarely get my way. I don't make excuses. If I don't want to deal with someone, I tell them. Then I am a ghost. Why do you even want to hang with me? Don't we already hang out? I don't make excuses. Work truck, personal truck. What does that? That doesn't sound like a massive problem. I end up drinking with you at least once a week, I'd say. I can't use my work truck for transportation to go drink. You think so? What makes you so sure? Probably would be fun. I think I see you about once a week at a bar, no? Not lately, but yes. Okay. So you asked why I want to hang out. I'm just saying that I already hang out with you. Yeah, but we have never... one-on-one. Does going to a friend's house qualify as transportation to drink? Yeah, because I can't just have one. Can't drive that banged up. Have none then. There's five bedrooms here. Does mine have a lock on the door? Haha, lol. I don't even know. I think so. You probably have a spare key. I don't know if I ever shut and locked a door here. Funny. Trust me, I am tempted. Grab the Hennessy. Thanks, doll. Funny. I am confused. You don't feel guilty in inviting me over? Should I? I don't know. Who knows what you feel? Only know what you said when you were drinking Hennessy. Haha. Jeez, I just explained everything, I thought. Wow. You get angry easy. What are you talking about? I'm not angry, at the least. Okay, good. And I haven't had a single drink today. Okay. I don't really think I should feel guilty. Why is that? Why should I not? Dude, I am just asking. Don't get your thong all twisted up. Yeah, I just don't know what the question was. You have no impact on my thong? I think I try my best to do the right by people, and sometimes people suck. And I'm not married, nor do I have kids. I agree, but you kind of have a live-in boyfriend. You act like I ask dumb questions. Yeah, kind of, but it's been a long time, and there's ups and downs, so at some point, you have to think more rationally. Do you plan on leaving him? I'm sorry. I don't think they're dumb. It's just hard back and forth on text to understand the question. When you ask what day earlier, read my birthday, I thought for a full minute that you meant what day did I use to watch the Brady Bunch. And I had typed it a text every school day at 4 and 4:30. I meant what day was your B-day. I don't have any plans at the moment in either direction. Sometimes I go back and forth. Yeah, I figured that out. What's your interest in me? I assume people have been interested in you before. True. First, I think you're fun to talk to. I like sizing other people up. And you seem to be private, which I also like, and probably pretty independent too. So like, I am a ton of fun. I am super private and do not talk out of school. I am safe. Does that make sense? I am all of that and more. Safe? Like, I am private. Don't talk out of school with what I do or who I hang with. Do I aggravate you? Haha, no. According to John, you may occasionally talk out of school. He said that about me? But that's none of my business. With respect to what exactly? None of my biz. So then why invite me to your house party? Now I am aggravated. Tonight's party? Excuse me, tonight's house party or last week? OMG, why? Last week. Like, why would he talk shut about me? Because we all like you. Everyone does. Jeesh. You just said he talked shit about me. He wasn't talking shit at all. He always says how much he likes you. Just mentioned Brian does all right for himself. He has not said one negative thing about you ever. I just didn't think you were that private, that's all. I am about a lot of things. Don't be so sensitive. I am good. Oh, geez. Are your panties in a twist now? Stop. Nah, my boxers are just fine. Okay. You're not gonna run your work truck through the gears tonight? I thought you were tons of fun. No, I am not. As much as I would like to. Moving on to the next call. Huh? Will you stop? You sensitive again? I can't really follow your thought process. You keep kind of insulting me a little. I am still confused why you want to hang with me. It's also out of left field. No, I am not. Are you single? Yes. I don't think it's out of left field. Wasn't I already begging you to come over last Saturday? You getting my number from Melissa and reaching out to me. And then on vacay and probably a few other occasions. You didn't really beg. I asked at least twice. How do people usually reach out to each other? Why would I have thought you had any interest in me? Usually do it when they do live with someone. Do not. Maybe, maybe not. So you have sent me signs before? Did I miss them? John and I have had a lot of ups and downs, and we already did this nearly 20 years ago. And there's kids involved that get attached and things get muddy. I don't know what the answer is, but I feel very strongly that I've put my best effort in with all three of them and the extended family too. At some point, it gets frustrating and my actual feelings take precedence. I get it. I am not denying that or that it gets tough. Do you remember anything you said to me the other night? I'm just trying to explain where I'm coming from. Yes. I get it. I deleted it because I didn't want to do my own text walk of shame. But I'm pretty sure I remember everything. Okay. So don't you think it would complicate and confuse your situation if we hang out? Fair question. Probably. Do you only do things that simplify your life? Nope. I complicate my life on the regular. Yeah, so does everyone else. Just so you know, I thought you were extremely hot off the rip. Amazing personality. I could go on and on, but I do not. Want to pump your shut up too much. Thanks for saying that, but low comms at Hillside. You know how to ruin something nice. I frequent other places. John has showed me about 5 times the ring video of me walking you out on Saturday. And my voice and my accent are killing me softly. What? Yeah, he has cameras everywhere. You cops. Jesus. Christ, are you guys hooking up? OMG, great. I don't need drama, dude. No, it's fine. Seriously? I am serious. You legit planted one on me. I know where the cameras are anyway, duh. Oh my god, Bruins. So your slick move isn't on there? Of course not. OMG, I almost. It was a peck anyway. I kissed Carrie and gay Jeff too. Yeah, weak, I agree. LOL, funny. So now he is jealous of me? No, I told you, he likes you a lot, which makes this worse. You said or did something at the bar last week and he goes, I like Brian more and more. I think he is a good dude too. Yeah, he is. Funny. What's your end game? What do you want from me? You will just confuse the shot out of yourself. Shit. Because I am a lot of fun. So am I. I'm sure I'm more fun than you. How so? Details. I don't know. I hate people on the whole, but I've been told by many people that I'm a lot of fun. I don't do anything half-ass, nothing. So what do you want from me? I don't know. I just like you so I reached out. You have zero idea? Nope. Oh, God. What now? Why, oh, God? Because I need some direction. Well, I'm not an FG oracle, sorry. That's actually funny. Do you eventually get what you want? I told you, rarely. So you're a quitter. A realist. So you reached out to me? A ballsy move. Now what? The things I worked the hardest for have meant the most. Does Melissa know you dig me? Ballsy? Not really. I already know you. True. But you have a man. I figured if you text with Melissa, you'd definitely text with me. She isn't trying to hang with me. Of course she is. Plus, I never really texted with her other than to see if they were headed out. I asked you over, is what? You made excuses, that's fine. But I'm not asking again. She doesn't like me like that. I'm sure she does. What makes you so sure? BC, she said, I'd love to set Brian up with my sister. She deserves such a good guy like him. That doesn't mean she wants to. Bang me. Heself. And I think Lito is kind of a dink, so I'm sure Melissa likes you a wee bit. Herself. Yeah, he is interested. Interesting. Have you always had trouble accepting compliments? Yeesh. No. It at all. All yours came to me after a day of drinking. You were way more all over me that day. So what? Don't most compliments come that way? Like all over me with compliments and how you felt. It was 3:30 a.m. It was fun. I've complimented you today, too, and kicked my nuts in. Oh my God, how? If I had more notice, I would have grabbed a drink somewhere. So I am all set with. That's fine, but I am not asking again. Well, it was 7 p.m., and I'm super cool. So right now, asking again. Excuse me. So right now, asking again. Coming to your house would have been bad for the both of us. For starters, you wouldn't have wanted me to leave. Now equals not. That sounds good. That's trouble. Why? Because you would have made me stay, locked me in your room. No, I wouldn't have. Haha, you wish. I don't share a bed with anyone ever. I have my own room in Canton. What? Yeah, I think sharing a bed is archaic. Is that the one you wanted me TK stay in? You sit like to be spooned? You don't? Not for more than a minute or two. Weird. You would rather sleep alone? I've got to make my sleep count. So doesn't everyone? Honestly, I am the world's lightest sleeper. I can hear an ant crawling across the floor, and I wake up almost hourly, which isn't fair to whoever I'm sleeping with. Okay, bet Melissa isn't like that. Haha. Lori wouldn't like that. I know for a fact Melissa isn't like that. She told me she can't even fall asleep unless they're spooning. Lito rolled his eyes and pointed a gun at his head. You've probably got to go to work on your truck. Talk soon. Whatever. Lighten up, Francis. Let me know when you figured you're shut out. That's a tailor-made joke for an army vet. No one else has it figured out. Why do I? Combat vet. I didn't say non-combat. I told Sat, I think you're hot, and since told you how cool I think you are. Maybe you're actually a jerk. What do you want me to say / do? I'm pretty sure you're seeing people too. I am not a jerk. Don't change the narrative to suit yourself. Own your words. I don't think you're a jerk. I don't have simple answers to your questions. It's actually simple. What do you want from me? What do you desire? To start, I would just like to hang out because I like to talk to you and hear what you have to say. If that's it, I'd be happy. Okay, I will lock you into that statement. That's fine. I suspect you will give up eventually. Just so you know, I will still be your friend. Clearly, you're trying to give me a Heisman. No, not at all. Why would you say that? Because I've tried and I am failing. Tried what? Failing what? Hot and personality and what else? What's the I could go on and on part? You see, it feels like a Heisman, sugar-coated with a few compliments. That's okay. I asked you over on a seemingly uneventful Tuesday. Yeah, with zero heads up. I have to get up at 4:30 a.m. Didn't hear from you yesterday at all, so I should have been a mind reader that you were going to extend an offer to your crib for a drink. If you want to give up, that's on you. You're being silly, for the record. No, I'm busting your chops. It's okay. No, you're sensitive. Nice try. You don't think if I came over for a drink, we would have got carried away? You said you were adaptable and tons of fun. I took that as an invite for an invite. Oh, okay. I'm 42. I know what happens when you invite someone for a drink. You're the master of avoidance. So you think I would just give it to you? give yo to you, give it up. I've been a lot in my life. I have a little bit of a carpe diem mindset, been through. What am I avoiding? I'm not afraid to be direct. Some of my questions. Okay, which? Ask again. Nope. Tricks are not for kids. I'm pretty sure we would have hooked up. Okay, I can't say that. Of course you can. Did I miss any other questions, sir? Probably. Are you having a drink right now? Yeah, on my second. Show me what you got. I went for some wine and downgraded to a mudslide. The taunting in me. Haha. I had to make another one because you got me all worked up. I could have made it for you, weirdo. Sure you could have. Done a lot. And you got yourself worked up, buddy? Yep, I am. What a crime? Excuse me. That a crime? Are you annoyed? Kinda. Why? Because you there, this offer on the last minute of through. I could have made 3-round tips by now. Excuse me, I apologize. You could have made 3-round trips by now. Oh, I bet. Crickets. 4-round trips. Bite me. Jeez, that's fresh. So you only say, like, one nice thing per day? Tough. You're impossible. Let me know when you figured this out. You're impossible. I've been pretty straightforward. You're wishy-washy. What do you want from me? Doesn't matter. Okay, then. Wednesday, January 19th, 10:08 a.m. Sup. You tell me, player. Just working remotely. Sweet. From Mansfield? Yep, you? I am in Canton at the moment. I want to drink. Haha. Is that bad? Really? I think day drinking once a week is okay. Go celebrate the 20th anniversary of the Tuck Rule. I can't wait until tonight. Wednesday, January 19th, 1:07 p.m. Where are you planning on heading? Not sure. Wednesday, January 19th, 3:34 p.m. I'd invite you over here, but you probably have your work truck. Here we go. I assume that's a pass, no problem. What's wrong with you? Excuse me? I didn't answer fast enough? Huh? Where'd you get that from? You're tough to make plans with. I'm headed out shortly. I tried. Where to? I'm meeting my friend in town till about 7, and then likely make my way back. Okay. Where are you headed back to, Shady? I assume that means Shady. I'm meeting my gal pal, who's from Canton, back to Mansfield. Do I know her name? I don't think so. Julia Mellon. Lives on Sherman. I'm not trying to be difficult. I just don't want any drama for either of us. I don't either. Okay. Trust me, I am tempted. I don't think it's a big deal. What? You coming over to my place? Or are you coming over mine? I'm okay. You clearly are getting aggravated with me and my lack of participation. No, I'm not aggravated at all. Okay, we're good. I will see you around. I knew this is how you would act. Whatever. You can get most any guy you want, so you're not losing any sleep over this. None of that is true. I'm not talking to any other guys, and I have issues with John, and things are far from perfect. You just happen to know about him because we all hang out at the same bar. I'm sure you talk to other girls. That's what single people do. I'm not married, and neither are you. Neither is John. Was that your attempt at a lecture or a deductive reasoning? What do you want from me? That's just how I feel. Excuse me. That's just how I think/feel. You don't need to approve. I've already answered that last question a couple of times, I think. I'm not judging you. Never have. Never will. You shouldn't. I don't know what your private life is about, nor is it my business. You just happen to know what I see, that I see someone. I don't have kids, and I'm not married. Aren't you afraid you might actually like me? I don't think that's a bad thing. Isn't that the point? Well, it would be complicated because you have a boyfriend. That's funny. You said we are all a lot alike. Because we are. Yeah, life never stays the same. Things always change. Okay. Why are we alike, according to you? Because we go with our gut and how we feel? Isn't that kind of what you told me? Yes, that's true. Have a good night. You're clearly irritated. Sorry to bother young you. Either texting is bad or you're sensitive. I'm not irritated at all, I swear. I had been going out with someone for a few years when I reconnected with John. And John and I got on very well at the same time, so I broke it off the other guy. He was probably starting to see other people if I was completely honest with you, with myself. I don't feel bad about any of that. I think it was meant to work out that way. So what's your point? Are you legitimately interested? Unhappy in your relationship? Mad because you saw him all over another girl? Or a hybrid of all of it? My only PT is that there's a difference between being married or someone and dating someone. And we have no intention of ever getting married. The PT of dating is to not get tied down if you're not confident you should be. In my mind, anyways. The first two, but I don't care too much about the other girl. Okay, so he is cool with you dating other people? And I'm not happy per se, just realistic that there's cracks and it's far from perfect. I doubt it. If he is seeing someone else, I wouldn't want to know either way. He probably feels the same, and you probably feel that way about whoever you hook up with. I think that's normal. Okay. You don't agree with me? You make some valid points. No shit, Sherlock. Come on, I'm funny. Sit on that and spin. See? Now you have to go below the belt. Love it there. Do you wear belts? Only once in a while. Okay. When I go into the office. Okay. Rando. Haha. I was teasing you. You getting all dressed up for me. I pretty much wear all black every day. Love it. Where are you going in town? Newbury. She works there. Doing? She works for my friend who's a plastic surgeon. That's how I know her. Coincidence? She lives around the corner. So funny. Around the corner from your second home. Haha. Oh, haha. I had to come downtown earlier, so told her I'd meet her for a drink. You there now? You would like my spot at the Cape. I have a great spot for dinner and drinks down there. Are you there tonight? I'm a beach worshiper. Where's that? I'm in West Roxbury, a spot in West Rocks, Dedham line. I have a pass to drive my Jeep on the beach. Lots of fun to be had. I used to rent with my friends on the beach for 7 straight years. I miss it. I've been thinking about moving to Tiverton. I can give you all the beach life you can handle. Stopping for a drink later? By where? My spot in West Rocks. Probably not for a bit. Okay. At a bar? I wasn't suggesting anytime soon. I know you're with your friend. I meant my house. Probably after 8. Okay. If you don't want it, that's fine. No pressure. I will. A drink? What do you drink? Are you out now? Sorry. I'll drink whiskey if that's what you're having. Haha. Send me a pic of you two. Oh, I figured. My shot is tight. Shit. Sure you can handle this. Please. Bite me. Stop saying fresh things. Why?
Excuse me. I'm sorry, detective. There may have been a page that is missing in that document, or it's not comporting with the...
Oh, you're right. I did accidentally turn the page.
No problem.
I apologize.
I think starting at, I usually drink whatever the person with me is having.
Yep. I usually drink whatever the person with me is having. Oh, okay. I don't take selfies either. I don't really even know how. Whatever. I wanted to see your smile. I hate having my photo taken. Weak. Sorry. I'm a very particular person. What's that mean? Okay, never mind. Go enjoy your friend. Go clean your house, will you? My shit is spotless. Haha, I figured. My shot is tight. Shit. Sure you can't handle this. Please, bite me. Stop saying fresh things. Why? Are those statements tempting? Nope. Oh, which statements? Perhaps you should drive directly to Mansfield. You said, bite me, like 3 times. Okay. 8:30-ish is too late? For what? Drink. No, why? Are we not meeting up? You can stop over for a drink. Ball's in your court. Are you gonna give me the address?
Yeah.
We don't have to meet up if you don't want to. But I'm leaving town now. I am up for a drink. Okay. Should I drive around? W. Roxbury? I assume it says yelling your name? ? It's cut off. Are you gonna give me the address?
Yeah.
We don't have to meet up if you don't want to. But I'm leaving town now. All right, it repeats itself. I apologize. So, okay, should I drive around W. Roxbury yelling your name?
Haha, no.
Where are you now?
Newbury.
Do you really want to come over?
Only if you want me to.
Can you take charge?
I thought we already settled this.
Haha. Okay, well, I am in my car and now getting on the highway. This feels like I am forcing you.
Not at all. I am game.
Okay. Well, I'd like to know where the hell I'm going. Pike or 93? You just want to meet me at the crib, or do you want to come over?
Pike, I would doub say.
You decide. I don't know either. Whatever you want. I don't either. Place so wherever you're comfortable. You know anyone in West Rocks?
I don't think so.
Ha ha ha. Then just stop by for a drink. Up to you. No pressure. Just give me an address. I hate texting while driving. Bryant Road. Text me when close. Okay. I will show you where to print. Park. That's W Rocks? It's not coming up.
Yeah.
Then put Boston in. Bryant Drive, West Roxbury Township, New Jersey, searching for a friend, and then add your phone contacts so you can search for their address on maps. It's a screenshot sent through. First one, what app do you use?
turn around on the street, park at the top of the street across from the red minivan. LMK when you're here. Here. Wednesday, January 19th, 11:13 p.m. Home. Alive? Cool. Thoughts? Maybes. You? What? You asked my thoughts. You didn't answer. I don't know my thoughts. Okay, I think I get it. You have any? Thursday, January 20th, 12:27 p.m. Hi. How was your day? Good, yours? I am exhausted. Yeah, that makes two of us. But I want a drink. Really? I'll give you Hardy's digits. Who? Hardy from 98.5 Midday Show. He hangs out at the Currens sometime. He's a spokesperson for Recovery Center of America. Haha. I don't have a problem. Kidding. I know. Good riddance. Haha, stranger. Stranger. Hey, I was at Haley all weekend. Have not heard from you. I apologize. Sunday, January 23rd, 9:40 p.m. Phone works. Thought you were all set. With talking? No. You sure? Friday, 11:32 p.m. Well. Saturday, 11:54 a.m. John died.
Lights, please.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
This message is sponsored by Greenlight. With school out, summer is the perfect time to teach our kids real-world money skills they'll use forever. Greenlight is a debit card and the number one family finance and safety app used by millions of families, helping kids learn how to save, invest, and spend wisely. Parents can send their kids money and track their spending and saving, while kids build money confidence and skills in fun ways. Start your risk-free Greenlight trial today at greenlight.com/iHeart. That's greenlight.com/iHeart.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply. You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 million protection package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.